trick or treat.
Oh, wow. Oh, wonderful. All right, here we go.
Are these clams?
Happy Halloween!
The clams are out of my hand.
Tonight. La da 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 da.
Hello. Oh,
hey.
My loyal animal friends, come help me get ready.
Yeah, you can cut the shit, Cinderella.
What?
What?
Oh, what?
What?
What? Oh, what? What?
Yeah,
what?
You turned us into fucking horses last night.
Did you think we were just gonna forget about that?
Our bones stretched, broke, and reformed as our skin peeled open and changed around it.
Yeah, and we felt the whole thing.
White hot pain searing through our whole body.
And then just now, as I'm coming to terms with all this pain, I look down and I'm a horse now.
Oh, and did you want to be a horse? Did anyone ask you?
Oh, I don't know. Did anyone ask us?
No.
No, you did not.
It's not like I had anything going on last night. Like, I don't know, my daughter's ballet recital?
His daughter's ballet recital, but I bet you didn't think about that, did you?
I thought you guys would want to help me because we're friends.
Oh.
Friends?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Friends? What friends? We don't hang out.
Oh, no, we don't hang out.
If we're such great friends, then what's our names?
That's a phenomenal question. What is our names?
It's Chambers and Ben?
That was a trick question. We don't have names because we're fucking mice.
Mice don't have names, you fool. Or at least we're usually mice, except last night when... What happened again?
We get cursed and turned into fucking horses.
I stepped on my wife.
He stepped on and killed his mouse wife.
Oh my god.
You know what the worst part is? After we get mutilated and chauffeur you around for the night, we then reckoned with the fact that we were horses now.
We learned. We adapted. We did what we could to grow a new life. I started a new family after grieving my mouse wife. He became a chartered accountant. We bought homes, and I was just about to send my daughter to college.
And then back to mice.
And then back to mice.
My CPA was for nothing.
You heartless fuck.
You're the animal.
And what was it all for, Cinderella? So you could get laid?
And did you even get it in? Did you even get it in?
Huh, did you? Did you get it
did
in?
Did you? Did you get it
did
in?
Did you? Did it go did in you? Get... you? Did it go... Did it go inside you last night? Did it insert in you last night, huh?
Did you get it in?
No.
What have we got here, Platsky?
Homicide. Mary Louise Jenkins and her boyfriend, Charlie Pencil. This is the third case in the same forest this year. HQ thinks we might have a serial killer on our hands.
Seems like it. Based on the footprints, we're thinking they were bludgeoned, but it's too early to rule out a stabbing. We're not far from an apartment complex. Someone would have heard something, though we should ask around.
That's just it. It seemed Mary and Charlie liked to blast music on out here. The song drowned everything out.
Huh. So much for going quietly into that good night.
Okay.
Okay.
Weird. Fine. Well, maybe someone saw the killer return to town. They would likely be dirty, possibly bloodstained. That would be sure to catch someone's eye.
I think it's possible the killer is hiding out deeper into the forest, staying in small tents and moving to remain undetected.
That's what I call a happy camper.
What the hell, Michaels?
What?
What does that add? What does a little aside like that add to what we're doing here? Can you take this seriously, please?
Someone is dead. Treat it with severity. Sorry. Jesus, God, what is his deal?
I don't know, but it's really fucking inappropriate. Let's just...
Seriously.
Just get back to doing detective stuff.
Sounds good. Okay.
Has forensics had a chance to look at the bodies yet?
You're not gonna like the answer.
What is it?
Well, the nearby reserve is home to a family of mountain lions. It looks like one of them came out here and dragged off the bodies before we could get to them.
Damn it.
I know. I've heard of Cat Got Your Tongue, but this is crazy.
Oh my god, please stop!
What?
Why are you here if you're just gonna make smarmy little remarks?
Yeah, it doesn't make you smart. It doesn't make you helpful. What are you even writing in your notebook? Give it here.
No, don't.
Oh my god. It's just page after page of joke ideas.
There's a whole section here with little jokes about breakfast cereals. With an S? That is not okay.
If the serial killer is hanging, people say, I've heard of Fruit Loops, but this is crazy.
If the serial killer looks like James Dean, say more like Fruity Rebels Without a Cause.
If the serial killer is killing people on a ranch, say not so lucky farms. What is that?
If the serial killer is really small and punches people to death, say frosted mini beets.
Insane preparation, because there's a footnote here that says if the serial killer isn't small and is instead killing people on boats, you can say Captain Punch.
Captain Punch.
So you're also like not even thinking of these on the spot.
No, he's not, and he gives that smug little look after each one, like he's so proud of himself, but it's all written out before.
This is bullshit.
Bullshit, yeah.
Oh my god.
What? What is it now?
Dear Diary, my fourth forest murder went off without a hitch. Randall's and Platsky still have no idea. I've been following them on all their cases, making them laugh so hard with my funny jokes that they don't expect a thing.
It's also his diary?
No, it's an admission of guilt. He's the murderer.
Oh my god, Michaels.
What?
You're under arrest.
Also, it says if he gets caught with the book to say, The pun is mightier than the sword.
And by the sword, I'm talking about the detectives.
Boo!
Oh my god. Okay. I didn't have that much time to write. I was busy with all the murders.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, when you're fair, you're fair.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mission Control? Mission Control? Do you read me, Houston? This is astronaut Jenny Dufresne checking in.
We read you, Jenny.
Oh, thank God. You guys haven't been returning my calls. Listen. I need about 3 more months of supplies.
God damn it! I'm taking it that Operation Cure SAD is not going well?
No, Houston. The moon is doing nothing for my seasonal affective disorder. I thought with so little atmosphere and so much sunlight, the moon would cure the pitch black void of despair that takes me every October through March. But no, I still binge-ate all the astronaut ice cream the other night in a sweaty fit of watching Sister Act 2 on repeat.
Jenny, are you even leaving your room?
Yes, Mission Control. I thought maybe if I took off my spacesuit, I'd absorb more sunlight. But again, no atmosphere. So I've got a bad burn on my butt now. I tried to use some of the ice cream to soothe it, but now my butt is cold.
I thought you ate the ice cream.
Both of these things are true, Houston.
Astronaut ice cream is freeze-dried. How did it make your butt cold?
It's space, Houston. Literally everything is cold. Cold and dead, like my will to shower.
Okay. Well, what about exercise?
I tried doing yoga, but because of the relative lack of gravity, Warrior 3 turned into Warrior... Oh no, Jenny fell into space.
Okay, well, can you please at least report on your new batch of rocks? You know, the actual scientific research we need?
Why bother? They're just gonna be teeming with single-celled organisms.
Damn it, Dufresne! You know we need the data!
Fine!
Dufresne, all of your sighing is cutting through your oxygen levels.
Get off my dick. You're the nerds who should have prepared for this.
Look, man, you know we can't send her any more ice cream. President George W. Bush won't give us any more funding.
Well, President George W. Bush is the reason Jenny's up there curing her seasonal depression. She was bringing down the Pentagon. The Pentagon! The happiest place in the world! He'll understand when we request another $10 million for astronaut ice cream.
Do you really want to make that request to the man who's been president for the last 20 years?
What is it, Dufresne?
A breakthrough?
I'm on YouTube watching dogs reunite with their owners after they come back from war, and God, we just don't deserve dogs. They're so floof and good.
Jenny, you've got to focus.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My inability to function is getting in the way of your rock research.
Maybe we should send you home early, Dufresne.
No. Gentlemen, I may be wearing the same underwear from the launch, but I am an astronaut. I went to astronaut school to collect space data and to complete missions, no matter the cost. The public may think I'm up here to finally crack how to smash the 5 heads of a moon man at once, but you and I know we're here for a greater purpose. Curing seasonal depression. And I won't give up on that. For what could be more uplifting than staring in solitude at the waning chasm of meaninglessness that is our great galaxy? What could be more inspiring than seeing how insignificant and small we are in comparison to the great expanse of time?
Damn it. You're right, Dufresne.
Then what is the answer? What can we do?
Ice cream, gentlemen. The strawberry kind.
Todd, I'm so glad you were finally able to watch the moon with my family. It's just such a perfect night for it and everything.
Of course. I mean, I love you a lot, so it's great to finally get to know your fam a little bit better and watch the moon together. Thanks for inviting me.
We're happy to have you, Todd. Look right on up there. Ain't she bright?
Yeah, I love the moon.
So, Todd, tell us, if you were the moon looking down on us right now, who would you choose to kill?
I'm sorry, what?
My dad likes to ask these cool, thought-provoking questions when we're watching the moon.
Come on, Todd, choose one of us.
I'm not really comfortable with... Wait, why would the moon want to kill anybody in the first place?
Is that a serious question? I think you mean, why wouldn't the moon want to kill everybody? Look at the state of the world. The golden age of television is making a resurgence in Kansas. Bitcoin is riding the best of us like a money seesaw. That tree over there is getting steadily larger year after year. People treated Shirley Temple weirdly. Cockfighting? It's still legal in 10 states? And I don't have an invite? George W. Bush has been president for 20 years. Wake up, sheeple. Need I go on? The glorious moon has to sit there and shine its light on all of it and watch it happen in disgust.
Oh, little Susie, that was so insightful.
Little Susie is certainly the genius in the family.
We'll all be moon dwellers soon if the Fed has any say in the matter.
Let's not change the subject here, Todd. You haven't answered my question.
Sorry. I guess I'd kill myself?
No, not allowed. You can't pick yourself. I thought that was obvious.
Honey, that question itself is too obvious. Of course, if any of us were the moon, we'd all kill little Susie immediately because we wouldn't want to be outshined.
Aw, thank you, Mom.
You're right. It was too easy. Todd, if you were the moon right now, which one of us would you kill besides little Susie or yourself?
How would the moon even kill somebody?
The moon can kill you however it wants to. Are you seeing what we're seeing? Can't you feel that power? Personally, if I were the moon, I'd come down and smother you, Todd. I'd smother you with my big moon body.
Wait, what? That's insane!
But that's only because I'm not so impressed with you right now. If you can't choose which one of us you would kill, well, I don't know if you're decisive enough to be with my daughter.
You know what? I am very decisive, actually. All right, just when it comes to important matters.
You're a sick, twisted little guy if you think there's anything more important than the moon's whims.
All right. You know what? I see how it is. If I were the moon, I'd kill you right back, old man.
Oh, my.
Todd, I can't believe you said that. That's my father.
What? I was just answering the question. He practically forced me to choose someone.
Todd, I thought it would be fun to have you here, but I think you should go home. You're making my family uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're making me pretty uncomfortable.
Just Just go.
All right, fine. You know, I don't want to watch the stupid fucking moon anyways. I'm going to go home and watch pornography like a normal fucking person.
Wow.
Well, Moon, who would you kill anyhow?
Little Susie.
We knew it!
Only Sketches About is written and performed by James Azzaretti, Gamal El-Sawa, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hartman, Yvonne Kulkarni, Jenna Sheridan, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle William. Theme music by Nicholas R. Nelson. This has been an OSA Comedy production.